Just let yourself relax and be present to the external environment, to your physical body, to your breath, to any thoughts, feelings, or images. Just see if you can be present to all of that without picking or choosing. Just simply letting yourself relax and allow the medley of experiences to simply take place. And as you relax, feel the body as it relaxes. Let the mind have the freedom to wander, to feel, to think whatever it wants to think without interference from you. And notice as you are simply allowing the experiences of the body and the mind and the, in a sense, perceptions that are taking place, the sounds that you hear, the felt impressions from your body resting against the chair, etc. What I want you to notice is that there are really just all of these impressions and awareness. All of these impressions. Are taking place in your awareness. There need not be any I thought. They're just you, your being, consciousness. The conscious being that you are. And the thoughts, feelings, perceptions, as you listen to the sounds of the traffic outside, it's just you, your awareness, and the traffic sounds. Just notice that. There need not be anybody saying, I am hearing the traffic sounds. There just simply are traffic sounds. There's no ahankara, I notion. Relating me to the traffic sounds. It's just me, the ruffled being. And the sounds, and the lack of sounds, whatever is there. they are absolutely free to come and go in my awareness. This kind of a relationship with the traffic sounds, sometimes they'll say in Vedanta, it's kind of like riding on water. The sounds come and they go, not leaving much of a trail. Or they use the example of a bird flying through the air. It's not leaving a footprint. Traffic sounds are so neutral, they're not too loud. They're there, but they're not too loud. They're neutral background noise, neither positive or negative in their impact on me. They're neutral. These neutral sense perceptions don't generate an ahankara, an I notion. They're there, but there's nothing in me that is attaching to them positively or negatively. Say the traffic sounds were to become loud. Oh, a little too loud. Loud enough that they evoke an action on my part. If they're too loud, I have to shut the windows. I've taken an action to mitigate or muffle the sound. I sit back down. A karta, a doer, in a sense, has come into the situation. But no problem. I've objectively dealt with the situation to the best of my ability. I've muffled the sound. And now, I can accept the sound level that is there, riding on water, bird flying through the air, no problem. But say the sound is loud enough that shutting the windows doesn't help. In fact, there's nothing I can do. I have to be with that sound. There's nowhere for me to go. I feel stuck with the sound. I don't like the sound. I can't hear myself think. I'm irritated by the sound. Now the sound is no longer neutral for me. it's generating an ahankar. It's generating a jiva. It's generating that one in me. It's generating the emotional me. Now I'm not only with the sound, I'm with the one who doesn't like the sound, and I'm with the dvesha, the emotion. That has been generated. By the negative circumstance. Which has an objective reality. The sound is too loud. But now I am not only with the sound that is too loud, I'm with the emotional pain that it has generated. Now what to do? What to do with the emotional pain that has been generated by the situation. Perhaps I can. Objectify that pain. And place it. Within the context that has produced it. The traffic noise became too loud. I tried to quieten it. I was unable to make it quiet. I very much wanted some silence. So that I could contemplate and do my work. And I wasn't able to get that, so I felt frustrated, are that. And all of these things put together generated this reaction of emotional pain. I objectify the whole situation that holds and produces the situation that holds and produces. This pain. I either push it away, try to get rid of it, feel angry that it's there, I simply understand it for what it is, accept it for what it is. I allow myself to be with it. When I allow myself to be with it, my relationship with it becomes the same. As my relationship with the very muted traffic noise. The muted traffic noise in the distant background. I accept. I allow it to be. I understand what's causing it. Miles from here, there's a stream of traffic going along the freeway. That stream of traffic is producing a low hum of sound. I accept it. I accept the lack of botheration that that causes me. I accept my neutrality. Naturally accept. That is easy. It is not noticeable to accept the state of mind that doesn't cause raga and dvesha, that doesn't generate negative emotions. It's easy to accept circumstances that are neutral. neutral circumstances don't conflict with my sense of self. They don't generate an ahankara. With negative circumstances, a relationship is generated. I don't like this. The one who wants to change the situation is generated by the circumstance. We can resolve that ahankara. When we recognize that the situation has generated the circumstance, the situation has generated the emotion, not me. I remain just the same. And I give the emotion and the circumstance over to Ishvara. In fact, I recognize it. As belonging to Ishvara. I remove the painful relationship, the tense relationship, to the negative circumstance and the negative emotion that it generated. I drop my tense relationship to the negative circumstance and the negative emotion.